is. That's the diamond ring right there. Look at the diamond ring. Spectacular. Look there. Look at that. The diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring. Unbelievable.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
That's us, Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's James.
Morning.
There you go. Hopefully everybody is, who was not blind yesterday is still not blind today.
Yeah, I'm not blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From staring at the eclipse.
I was awake. I had woken up from my nap and I went outside and had a look. My wife had some eclipse glasses that her friend gave her. So we had a look. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah. We'll talk about a Google search.
Sure. Yeah.
Result later in the show. That's pretty funny.
The top Google search, right?
Yeah. Here's a question for you two.
Okay.
Because I threw a bun at my son.
A bun?
A bun. Like a hamburger.
Kaiser?
Like a Kaiser bun.
Okay.
Yeah, like just your typical soft hamburger bun at my son yesterday.
At a Kaiser a
like,
long time.
Like jokingly just like kind of tossed it at him. And I was thinking, if you had to choose a type of bread to throw the farthest, like what kind of bread, like what type of bread do you
scone
think? Is that bread though?
Can I modify the bread?
In what way?
So if I got like a few slices of like Wonder Bread or whatever,
balled it up, you mean?
No.
No, you can't
do that.
You can't do that. It's either you can slice it, but that's as far as I will allow.
Maybe like a French loaf because it's kind of like a football.
So long though, Jason.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if you've been to Swiss Chalet in the last 15 years, the Swiss Chalet rolls
a dinner
that come
roll.
With them.
Okay.
Dinner
hard.
Roll, but the hard, thick rolls.
They'd have to have some weight to it.
Not those ones that come in the big bags all attached. You know, those ones.
Those are too soft. Yeah, catch too much air.
That's why I thought scone, because it's so dense.
Yeah,
but I don't know if scone counts as bread. Does it count as bread?
Boy, it's made with flour and everything like that.
I know. But I don't. I just
it doesn't
don't know
have to be a dessert. But I get what why you question it.
What makes about sense. A baguette? Throw like a javelin.
Yeah, baguette might. If you get a good spiral on that thing, you might get it just whizzing.
And too long. The balance was not right of a baguette.
I know what you're saying. I know something small and common, like a stone, like the closest to a stone you can get a piece of bread
like,
to be.
Maybe like a matzo ball.
That's cheese.
That's cheese, though.
No, it's not cheese.
Matzo ball isn't cheese?
No, it's what like a Jewish bread.
Oh, really? There's no cheese in it at all?
No, there's no cheese in it.
Oh.
It's like an unleavened ball of bread. Very dense.
Okay.
I see it. Yeah, it's like a dumpling almost. It looks like a dumpling.
Oh,
I'm not
saying
it's made the same, but it looks like a dumpling.
Yeah.
I've never had a matzo ball. I always assumed there was mozzarella involved, too.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
No, there's not.
Right. Well, we learned something today. Is it counts as bread?
I guess so. It would. Just like unleavened bread. Like, I suppose a tortilla, like a flour tortilla is
like
unleavened
frisbee?
Bread as well. You could.
Yeah, what about some flatbread? Like a.
Yeah, like maybe like a
like
nice
a actual
naan.
Pita.
Yeah, big circular naan.
Yeah. It is bread.
You could frisbee
that
bad boy.
Yeah, it's not really throwing.
Why, you don't throw a frisbee?
Yeah, I guess you do, but it's a different action.
Yeah, it's not overhand. It's like a sidearm.
Well, you're right. It is throwing.
But it still is throwing.
It's just a different technique, I suppose.
You're heaving it with this.
Yeah. Man, it's... I think we might have to put this to the test someday.
That is a great idea.
What bread flies furthest?
Yeah. Which bread is the best projectile weapon?
Go some and get people, some day-olds or something that no one's going to buy?
There's one we forgot about.
I'll still eat them.
Someone said a bagel. A bagel
Whip a bagel. Yeah, for sure.
People texting it in to 762-555.
English muffin, I get it. Yeah. Or you could literally put one finger behind the English muffin.
It's too light.
That's the problem.
Yeah. It's too light.
Rye bread is heavy, they said. Maybe some pumpernickel.
Yeah, but try and throw a basketball farther than you could throw a tennis ball.
That's the thing. Yeah, you're right. Bagel's up there, though. I bet your bagel would be a good one.
Yeah.
What about, like, a cornbread muffin? As long as it didn't fall apart, it would be pretty dense.
It would crumble immediately.
Some cornbread is pretty dense, though.
Yeah.
Jamie was into that answer.
Oh, he's right.
It'll crumble immediately, Jason.
Huh.
And then you get some people arguing what I'm about to bring up. I wouldn't argue this. A lot of things made with art. What about, like, a brownie? Is
that
considered bread?
I wouldn't say
not bread.
No,
it's not bread.
I wouldn't say bread.
So does it have to have, yeah, a biscuit? What about like a tea biscuit?
Well, it's like a scone almost.
Tea biscuit you could huck.
Yeah, you could whip a biscuit. Question.
Yeah, like if you left a biscuit out for like a few days on the counter and it got real hard.
Totally.
But are you talking fresh bread or stale bread here? That's a whole different category.
That's a whole different thing. How fresh is and how stale is the bread?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of variables. I don't know if this can ever be figured out.
That is fantastic. We'll have to put this to the test.
The bread,
this
bread
is fantastic participation
day
on the it texting sure line is, yeah. too at 5:48 in the morning.
All right.
Wow.
We'll have Great to question. Test it one day.
Let's try not to damage the bread too much so we can eat it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I said. We'll just throw it like, if Jamie throws it, you can just throw it on the grass and then I'll eat it. I don't care.
No, we got a tarp or something we can
even throw on the gravel.
Wow. Well, what do you think my aim's going to be, Jason? You gonna be able to hit a tarp from 100 feet away?
I don't think you'd be able to hit anything with a piece of bread from 100 feet away.
If you throw a piece of bread 100 feet, I will.
I don't think you can throw a ball 100
feet. I'll eat my hat.
You said hat, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You better pick a delicious hat.
I don't think you can throw a baseball 100 feet.
Get out of here, Jason. Jason.
It's only 90 feet from home to first.
With no rolling?
He can throw a baseball that far.
Oh, boy.
You are getting older.
It's true. My shoulder might pop out.
Yeah.
39 now. Holy.
All right. We'll pick a day and we're going to test this out. We're gonna,
sure.
What type of bread's the best to throw?
Bread Hawk 2024.
All right. Perfect. We got to narrow it down to the odds. We're not going to waste time.
No.
On like floppiness, like a croissant. Like get out of here.
It's not. It'll come back to you anyway. Bagel. Like a boomerang.
Bagel, biscuit. You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. All right. Stay tuned.
Biggs and Barr Show.
Somebody I have been having a major beef with for almost a year now.
I think you were the only one having the beef. I don't think he was having.
I don't know why you have to discard my emotions.
One way.
My emotions so easily. Mm. But that's coming up later. Right now, though, post eclipse.
Yeah,
syndrome.
Happened.
Everyone feeling okay?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
My sight is intact.
Yeah, mine also. I did squint at it quickly. just quickly. Because I was trying to assess where it was I could turn my phone around backwards. Don't look at it.
No.
Don't look at the sun today either.
Don't look at the sun today.
It will be sunny again today in some parts.
Did you guys, when it went to that darkish hue, it didn't get super dark here.
No.
But it definitely changed.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, did you guys find your eyes weirdly not adjusting at first? I was like extra blinking. It just was weird because there was blue sky, but it was darker.
It felt really dark in my house.
Is that same. Yes. My wife said the same thing.
Like the light coming in. Once you were outside, it didn't feel that dark. But in the house, I was like, man, it's really dark.
It was noticeable, though.
Yeah.
I was outside. My wife happened to bring home a pair of eclipse glasses.
So cool.
I have them. I might as well have a look at.
Yeah.
And the hue in the air, the chickens around my place were like, well, it must be nighttime. And then they waddled all back to the coop. And the mosquitoes around my house just attacked me. It was crazy.
I didn't notice mosquitoes. That. Yeah. Mosquitoes can kick rocks.
They were big too, like huge mosquitoes.
Really?
I do feel bad. Sort of, but not really for the million people that went to Niagara Falls to see it. And then it was, because my daughter lives in Niagara.
Yeah.
And cloudy. It was all cloudy. They saw nothing.
I got dark.
Yeah.
But
they couldn't see it through the clouds and
a little.
Down
there are a few pictures of you see the ring through the clouds, but.
Yeah, it got dark, though, which was kind of cool.
Cloud cover and then that. So,
That's what happens when you turn out the light.
Yeah, it's true. But it's amazing how much 1.2% of the sun can keep it. So, because that's all we had here, right?
Yeah.
But I did the same thing with my phone. I turned around when I watched the video after. I kind of just held it out. I didn't see any, like, dark spot in the middle, I guess.
I took a couple pictures of it, but I put the eclipse glasses over the camera so that you could actually see the thing. And I mean, my camera's not the best, but it was okay.
We got a clip here of a weatherman.
Oh, he got real excited.
He got real excited here.
Big deal for weather folk.
It is,
Well, we are almost to totality here. The skies have cleared off. I'm going to get emotional. This is just unbelievable. And we're just about to totality here. In the next minute, we're looking for the diamond ring. Wow. Here we go. It's just about to go total. Look for the diamond ring.
Oh, my God.
There it is. That's the diamond ring right there.
Look at the diamond ring, spectacular. Oh, look, there's a small cloud, and you see a halo. Oh, look at that. The diamond ring is still, you can still see the diamond ring. Oh. Unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
And there it is. You're looking at the corona of the sun. That's the sun's atmosphere. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he's stoked about the eclipse.
Like, I want to get mad at him.
I'm not mad.
Why?
For people being mad.
Just because that's ridiculous that you're that excited
he was
about.
A bit ridiculous, but you know, but that's his
but
thing.
Look how much joy that brings him. Like, I'm probably it's from envy that because nothing.
Oh, I see. Yeah, like that guy.
I don't think I've ever been that happy.
I'm trying.
See, his joy made me happy.
No, it did.
Same with those people
it,
get pumped
too.
About old trains like, that pull into stations.
Yeah. I mean, my initial response was like, oh, this guy is so yeah,
too much.
But he's excited
but then
about
I was like,
it.
Yeah,
it's not
you
hurting
know
anybody.
No,
yeah,
exactly.
You know?
He's exactly.
Just a happy guy.
I realize it's just me, my own
stuff.
You
like watching that new, that young kid who watches, films his reactions to wrestling? Okay. And you love him. Because he is
he's so excited.
And he gets the shakes.
Yeah. He's so into it. Yeah, he gets so pumped. But he's like a young person.
Yes.
Like they should be excited about stuff.
Not a 50-year-old.
The rest of us have been worn down.
Joy hasn't been beaten out of us on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm glad some people still have it. Mm-hmm. You know? That's my new approach now. My first reaction is not going to be like, ugh.
Yeah, I know. You're trying to be happy about it.
It's weird, though. Like, why is that my first? Oh, yeah. God. Look at this happy person.
Try and pretend it's like everything is your first sip of coffee of the day.
Sure. God, it's beautiful.
Yeah. Good for that guy, man. Yeah. Good for you that you can find that still inside you. All right. Well, I hope everyone's okay and everyone can still see.
Circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Should I go first, guys? Just
please.
Quickly. Congrats again to Carlton Place for winning our March Madness of Small Towns. Now, we're doing a big party on May 4th, and we've thrown out to anyone who wants to participate in that party. Well, you got food, you got bevies, you got entertainment, whatever it is. If you want to help make that day unreal, to go by Shea106.com and come celebrate. Register there, then somebody will get a hold of you.
Yeah, there's a link right there, and we've had a lot of people register, lots of businesses wanting to help out, and it sounds great.
Tons
sounds like
already.
It's going to be a fantastic party. We've got musical entertainment, food, beverages, I believe some clowns.
So the more the merrier. Yeah, if you got a strange act that you do semi-professionally or professionally, we'd love to, you know, you to be involved. Like we want to make it a giant spectacle of good times for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And celebrate that Carlton won this battle this year. All right? Carlton Place. All right, who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
Yeah.
So I think sausage is going to bring the world together.
Well, I mean, sausage. It makes sense. It is delicious.
The Johnsonville Sausage Company, which is a great name for a sausage company.
Yep.
They did a survey on people's attitudes, and 80% of adults say they are sick and tired of the anger and negativity in the world, and they would 89% want less negativity in the news and social media and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
And while most of us would probably feel that way, it took a sausage company to try and bring everyone together. That's what sausage does, right? You take a bunch of loose meat and you put it all together.
Yeah, you're right.
And then it becomes one.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Good old loose meat, eh?
Yeah. Get all this loose meat.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, what am I going to do with this loose meat?
Tube it.
Let's put it in like an animal skin.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we'll feed it to people and they'll be happy. And they were right.
I'm down. You know me.
You love sausage.
I love sausage.
Yeah.
Sausage is delicious.
Yeah.
Actually made some last night.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You made some sausage or you cooked some sausage?
No, I cooked some sausage. Okay. Let's be real.
I like the, you ever get that summer harvest sausage from Costco in the big pack?
No.
It's already pre-cooked, right?
Oh, wow.
Well,
okay.
You slice it up and you cook it with like some chicken thighs together, some peppers.
Oh, wow.
Mm, delicious.
Yummy, eh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well.
Probably clogging my arteries, but it's really good.
So the cookie crumbles, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Or your arteries, whichever one.
Now those clog.
All right. Well, Jamie?
Yeah.
You ready?
I am ready, yes. A witness. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we talk about scams and stuff all the time on the
show.
Well,
you do. Okay? Yeah.
A lot of scams going on, both real and not real. So a couple was trying to do an immigration scam where they could go through this process and claim that they were beaten up and robbed, and it's an easier way to get in or something like that. Now, it backfired on them because as it was happening at a gas station,
right,
a witness was like, oh, geez, I better help, shot and killed.
Oh, my goodness.
The would-be robber.
Oh, my goodness.
Who was in cahoots with the people he was robbing. So
what?
They staged a robbery at a gas station.
Right.
And a good Samaritan, I guess.
Good guy with a gun?
Good guy with a gun. He's like, oh, geez, I'm not letting this. Not on my watch. And he shot the guy. But they were staging the robbery as part of a scam to get a visa in. It was in America, obviously.
Yeah, good old America.
So watch out. Mind you, the scammer is kind of got what he was going to.
Yeah.
Now, unless he was just helping out. Because he probably wasn't the actual scammer.
I see.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I see. I know. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
So, yeah.
That just sounds like a terrible story.
Yeah, it is. But it's like wild. I'm just saying. Like, yeah. Scams, you know, get kind of got their comeuppance.
Yeah, like instantly.
Instantly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that doesn't happen often.
So don't scam people.
Right.
And also watch out for scams. Big lesson.
So much scam lessons happening.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, James.
Were you planning on doing that or something?
No, but okay. There's scams abound.
Scams abound, did you
everywhere,
just say?
Yeah. There are scams aplenty going on. Are you going to disagree?
No. No one's disagreeing with you.
Okay.
Scams abound.
Your brain is a crazy place.
I don't know. What did I say that's so crazy?
You didn't say
that I'm laughing at the story? Is that a little crazy?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No. Scams abound.
Your brain made that sentence and said it is the best part.
Oh,
That's all. We're appreciating you. That's all.
Okay.
I've never met anyone who thought they were being scammed more than you.
You are.
Scams abound.
See?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Getting scammed everywhere.
Yeah. No, you're on high scam alert.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
100% I am.
That's fine. It's probably a smart way to be.
Sure. You'll
never get fooled.
Nope.
Dupe you once.
Yep.
Not James.
No way.
You stop that saying.
Yep.
There's no point. It ain't
no
happening.
No way.
Yeah.
Won the lottery? Not scam.
This guy's coming to town this summer. Is am I correct with that? I know I am. It's Billy Idol.
August 10th.
Billy Idol. Doing what Billy Idol does. Shaking his fist.
Yeah, he loves
shaking
his fist.
He loves
giving a fist.
With his fingerless gloves. Yeah.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
You could call us, our answering machine, 24/7. If something, you know, gets stuck in your craw or gets you going, leave it at 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. We play it twice a morning. Jamie, what do you got?
Yeah, it's called about bugs.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you heard, but these cicadas are going to hatch here in the next month or so, I think within the next 6 weeks. And they say they can be as loud as a lawnmower. And they say that there's going to be trillions of them on account of their only one, two sets hatch. One set hatched once every 17 years. One set hatches every 13 years. So they've lined up. So they're both going to hatch this season, first time in 202 years. And they say it's going to be deafening. Imagine a trillion of these things as loud as a lawnmower. What should we do to prepare?
Wow. Trillion lawnmowers.
They do say it will be the biggest bug emergence in centuries.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
And this be around.
Just screaming.
Imagine a trillion lawnmowers going.
I don't know if it's going to be that loud, but yeah, it's going to be loud.
They say trillions of the bugs will be around.
But that's what I'm saying. It is the volume of a lawnmower.
They say their collective song is as loud as jet engines.
Wow, that's pretty loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a shame they don't eat mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
My chickens are going to eat well if that happens.
Have you guys seen, you know, the dragonfly is the most successful hunter in nature?
I love dragonflies.
They catch like 99% of the prey they lock in.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Dragonfly is my favorite bug.
They are so good. Nice. They can predict the movements of insects. Like, they will
They know which way they're going, wow, what they're doing.
They seem to have a personality, too. It's weird because I have quite a few dragonflies around my place because we have gardens and stuff, and there's lots of mosquitoes, so food for them to eat.
Yeah.
But they'll let you pick them up, and they'll crawl on your hand and
stuff.
Yeah,
they're
chill.
They're good.
I like dragonflies.
I really do. I wish there was a way to cultivate them so you could have... I'm sure there is. Yeah. But it takes probably way more effort than I want to put in.
They also fly and have sex at the same time.
Yeah, I know.
It's pretty impressive.
There's an exhibit on them at the new bugs exhibit at the Canadian Natural. Yeah, they're crazy, man.
Yeah, I love dragonflies.
Impressive, impressive creature. All right, what else you got?
We talked yesterday about the science of songs.
Yes.
And what could possibly be something that we have to try and figure out. And someone left a Dougie line about the hardest button to button, that could be.
Okay.
I believe the hardest button to button is a little tiny button around a little girl's shirt, I guess. the button at the back of the top, hard to explain. Around the neck, it's got to be the hardest button to button. Sometimes it's just a tiny little string. It's got to be the hardest button to button.
It's the father of a little girl.
I hope so.
It is the definite hardest button. Yeah. It is so dumb because it's at the back.
Yeah.
And it's just a little like loop, like a materialed loop that you have to loop the button.
Small.
And it's so small and the hair's getting in the way and she's moving around.
And you're already hot. You yourself and sweaty because you got your coat on already. He's trying to get them ready.
So small.
He's just running. But you can't lose it because it's not her fault.
No.
You don't want to get her upset.
I would never even consider that because I don't have any dogs.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, tiny kid buttons, man.
Mm-hmm. They'll get you.
Yeah.
And when we, people bought, here's some nice onesies, and we were super happy with them, but they were like the ones that go all the way down.
Oh,
to the toe, but buttons. Now they're buttons, buttons from, like, snaps from shoulder to toe. Huh. I'm like, that was never those again. Just zipper. Zip! What an invention the zipper is.
It's true. Zipper, a great invention.
Pretty sweet invention. When they work, when they don't, the most annoying
thing. A lot of trouble with zippers.
True.
Gotta
get things with quality zippers.
Well, that's it. You gotta buy quality products. You buy the cheap products, you're gonna get terrible zippers, and they're gonna drive you crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You look around. It's normally my son, because while he was growing, we were just constantly buying cheaper jackets, because he's gonna wear it for a day and then grow out of it. So, but the zippers would be like halfway done up, busted, and he's just standing there looking at you like... pulling on it, staring... Pull it up! Get it off! And then you gotta pull it over his head.
Zippers, he does have a lot of issues with the zippers.
Yeah, he must.
Kids. I didn't realize it was such a huge problem.
Yeah. I have had some rough days with zippers. Yeah, for sure.
Rough days.
I
believe you.
I believe it completely. Sure. In the world of zippers, I have had rough days with zippers.
Uh-huh.
Compared to other rough days, other people have, obviously not. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
Yes.
In the zipper universe, I have been in the darkest place.
You've had rough days.
Okay. I have been in the darkest place. All right. That's it for this edition of Doug.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555. And we'll send the number right to your phone. 5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you can win $1,000.
Otto, what? On the Biggs and Barr Show.
We got 5 questions in 30 seconds. You can pass them back. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board that has every slot has $500 in fuel, courtesy of CAA and Shell. So
we have John on the phone.
Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
It's going good.
Feeling confident?
No.
Oh, wow.
All right, John.
Hey, it's okay to come. Believe in yourself, John.
It's okay to come in humble. That's fine. Well, best of luck to you, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
All right. Your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. Per capita, what American city consumes the most Jell-O on planet Earth?
New York.
In 2012, The Lion King passed what musical to become the highest grossing Broadway show of all time?
I have no idea.
What robe-wearing magazine publisher would have been 98 today?
Hugh Hefner.
What war ended on this day in 1865?
World War II.
What is cooler, cut-off jean shorts or cut-off sleeves?
Sleeves.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Now let's go over your answers, John. What is cooler, cut-off jean shorts or cut-off sleeves? You said sleeves. That's the answer here.
Yeah, for sure. I think so.
Get on down with jorts.
The cutoffs.
They're making a comeback.
They are much cooler.
I mean, if you had a cutoff jean jacket and cutoff jorts, then like,
oh wow,
you're the coolest guy ever.
Wow. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
What war ended on this day in 1865? You said World War II. That is incorrect. Was the Civil War?
Yeah, Civil War. Yeah. It's about 80 years away from start.
Decade.
Yeah. Okay.
Century. But it's fine. You hear 65, you think probably. Yeah.
What robe-wearing magazine publisher would have been 98 today? You really knew right away was Hugh Hefner.
Yeah. You're on that one.
Yeah. In 2012, The Lion King passed what musical to become the highest grossing Broadway show of all time? It is Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, no idea.
Not Les Mis?
No.
Right on.
Phantom of the Opera.
Right on.
Yeah. And per capita, what American city consumes the most Jell-O on planet Earth? You said New York, but everyone else screaming at the radio knew it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will become.
Feel bad. You didn't know about musicals, Jell-O,
the Civil War.
I mean, the war, you might probably. Yeah, I mean,
I didn't know about Hugh, though.
Yeah, you did. Know.
You got it. Yeah.
You got it. Yeah.
Well, guys, it was a pleasure talking to you.
You too, man. You have a great day.
You too. Okay. Thanks, guys.
See you, John.
Bye. Have a good one, John.
What? Have a good one, John.
Have a good one, John. I could have said, roll on, John. Maybe that
made no more sense.
Still not better. All right. Well, I mean, the 500 in fuel is safe.
It is today, another day.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Little spot in the show we dedicate to stuff that has caught our attention. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. All right.
The Ontario Provincial Police are reminding motorists that a dog doesn't count as a passenger to allow you to use the HOV lanes on the 417. So, good try. Doesn't count as a passenger.
Obviously must have happened more than once recently if they got to remind folks. Yeah, that's great.
Now, how many times you've seen the people put like mannequins and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just so no one sees. Like, that's a lot of work.
In that case, though, how does a dog differ from a child, right?
One's a human.
No, but like in terms of passengers, neither one can drive. But does a child count as a passenger that you can go in the HOV lanes?
Because it's supposed to be for carpooling.
Yes. So if it's not a non-driver, like someone not of age to drive.
Oh.
Or what if it's a person, like an elderly person that doesn't have a license?
True.
I see what you're saying.
Like, why are we putting it on dogs like that? Like, there are dogs that I like way better than people.
Yeah,
would consider them my friend more than some people.
Way better.
You know? So I don't think that's right. I think a dog should count.
Yeah.
I'm not going to protest or sign a petition or march on Parliament Hill or anything like that. But, I mean, I think maybe you should reconsider.
But if kids and seniors who have lost their licenses.
Kids. And like really elderly people, let's face it, fairly useless, right? A dog, much more useful.
In some cases, no doubt.
All the same level in a car, though, of usefulness.
That is true.
Yeah,
too.
None of them are really helping.
Yeah, but if you're gonna let the others, you have to have the dogs. Yeah. You have to allow them.
Yep. Yeah. I agree. Jason, what do you got?
Well, yesterday we had the eclipse. I don't know if anyone heard about it.
That was the big thing, the sun thing, right?
So Google. Pretty quickly afterwards, the search for why do my eyes hurt skyrocketed right after the eclipse.
No.
Yes.
How many times have we told the folk not to stare at the eclipse?
Not just here. Like, it's Google in general over the world. So, the Weather Channel, in response, posted a list of symptoms to look out for, like headaches, blurred vision, blind spot in one or both eyes. If you didn't stare at it for too long and you have some of these symptoms, it should go away on its own. But if you didn't,
come on.
Yeah.
Why do my eyes hurt? It should just come up. You stared at the sun. Yeah. That's what it should go up. Google should have had some fun.
I love how we sat here and be like, why do we have to say this every year? How stupid do you think we are?
Because the number one search yesterday at about 3:25, 3:30 was why do my eyes hurt? So.
Yeah.
No. The world, you have not disappointed.
No. Well, you have, quite frankly, yeah.
But by disappointing, you have not disappointed.
Yes.
Great job, world.
Oh, fantastic. All right, guys. I came across this list. It's okay. Insults that don't sound offensive.
Okay.
Okay.
There are 10 of them, but they're great. We're going to start. This one is, I don't know about this one. This was a little insulting. Your teacher always handed your test back face down, didn't she? Like, that's
Yeah.
This one is my favorite. I admire your enthusiasm.
That is good.
It's a great
one. Because, like,
there is no insult in it, but there is.
There is.
You know? But you can defend that one to your death.
Yeah.
When, if they get offended, what do you mean? I'm just saying I admire
enthusiasm. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're saying settle down.
Yeah.
Oh, now I see what everyone's talking about.
Okay.
That's a great one.
If they're a bit of a dullard, they won't get that.
No.
This one sounds like something from old times. You're all mouth but no trousers.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
My all mouth but no trousers, see?
Yeah.
I've heard like big hat, no saddle. Something like that. You're all big hat, no saddle.
Oh, sweetie, bless your heart.
Yeah, that one sounds...
That's a great one.
That sounds bless your condescending.
Heart. Yeah, you got to be an old Southern lady for that one.
Oh, but, bless your heart.
It's impossible to underestimate you.
Yeah,
that's good.
I admire how you don't let your limitations affect your confidence.
That one's amazing.
That is a great one.
I know so many people like that.
That sounds like something you'd say. That's a great one. And what an odd thing to say aloud.
Yeah.
That's a great one, too. So, yeah. If you want to have some passive-aggressive words for folks that aren't quite insults, but
I heard one the other day. It was like, you are resistant to fact.
Yeah.
You have to think about it. By the time they've thought about it, you're already got.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, just wait a tick.
If you got a good one like that, you want to leave it on our Dougie line. It's 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Maybe we'll play some tomorrow if we get a bunch. Listen, we got a special guest coming up in a little bit on this radio program. And it's a fella. I don't mean special in a good way.
Why not?
Why not?
It's a fella that, quite frankly, has disappointed me continually since he took his new job in the city of Ottawa.
Just because he didn't get back to you after you sent one email but never checked your other inbox.
I know he didn't get back to me because his assistant did not even know my email address. She had to ask me for it. She's like, I want to make sure that that doesn't happen again. Let's make sure we... So I'm telling you, he didn't get back to me.
Oh, well, all right.
So that was the beginning, you know? And it's just snowballed from there.
Has it?
Sure.
Yeah, it has. It has. But he's coming in and we're going to squash it today. I got a good vibe.
Oh, good.
I got a good vibe. He says he's got some stuff for us.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's good or bad, but he asked if we'd paid all our tickets and our property taxes.
I don't have any tickets. I did pay my property tax.
Yeah, I did, and I also paid my red light ticket.
I also paid my water bill for services I don't get.
Yeah, so talk to him about that. Ask him about that today. Yeah.
Also, anyways. You're not the boss of me. Because
he's not even my
mayor, so I can say anything I want.
There you go. You're good.
Jamie's an outsider.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The Biggs and Barr Show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Hello.
We have a very special guest in studio. And sometimes you might associate the word special with good. we're going to have to find out today if that's the case. It is the mayor of our city, Ottawa. Mark Sutcliffe is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. It's great to be here. Great to be back in this building.
Yeah.
And I know you were trying to get a hold of me. I heard you were trying to get a hold of me. Okay. A friend of mine who listens every morning to your show, my friend Phil, was saying he was listening one day and you were all over me because I had not replied to your email.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little confused because, you know, I'm not the hardest guy in Ottawa to reach.
Right.
I used to work in this building. There's tons of people within a few feet of us right now who have my number. And, I'm not in seclusion. I'm not like Salman Rushdie or something. Right. You know, I'm hiding from people.
I hear what you're saying.
We went through our archives and we could not find any email from Biggs or Barr or Jamie.
Oh, I didn't send one.
I know. Didn't find anything. So how hard did you actually try to reach me?
Listen, Mark. I don't. First of all, we're getting ahead of ourselves here, all right? We have an intro made for you, a very special intro that we would like, that AI made once we, there's a new AI program that if you type in a famous person's name like yourself.
Chris may have typed it.
It just gives you a profile of that person. So right. Can we play this for you? This is what AI thinks of the mayor of our city. So we just thought we'd play this first. Go ahead.
Let us introduce you to Mark Sutcliffe, former radio monkey, now mayor of the city that Fun forgot. Side note, it only recently forgot after he became mayor. Mark, in his free time, enjoys looking down on his former co-workers, not answering emails about charitable events and running. Running from his responsibilities as a good human, mostly. Mark is very short and kind of shady looking. He hates babies, puppies, and sunshine. But for some reason, the majority of people in this city thought he should be mayor. Can he overcome his faults? Can he woo the unwooable? Let's find out, ladies and gentlemen. It's the quote, honorable, unquote. Mayor of Ottawa, Mark Sutcliffe.
Wow. Proper introduction.
Some of that is
proper,
true,
proper
I guess.
Introduction.
Yeah, you do like running.
Yeah. I do hate babies. People know that.
I'm with you there.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So
anyway, yeah.
I sent you an email.
Yeah, I don't believe this, to be honest.
What,
like, did you send it to Mayor What's-His-Name at Ottawa.ca, or did
I
you?
I asked our mutual friend Sandra
next
for your email. She gave me your purse. Actually, you know what? I didn't ask Sandra. I asked Dave.
Yeah, story's changing all the time.
No, because I forgot. I asked Dave from our news department, who works for Rob Snow, who I thought, who else would be a better person to hold you? And he gave me your personal email, which I emailed, and then no reply, and then I followed up in another no reply. So you know what? I thought he's a busy guy. You had just become mayor. I was he's too busy. He's
no
too...
record of that email anywhere. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it's okay.
It's possible that David gave you the wrong email address because he didn't want you to bother Mark.
It's true.
Yeah.
I did leave him
some instructions. I did say to Dave, if those guys ever try to reach me, you know.
Why am I becoming the villain in this story?
I think you've always been the villain. Yeah. I don't think you're becoming anything.
Of course not.
Now, do you like my jacket, by the way? I came in with my vintage Shea 106 jacket from the 1980s. I worked at Shea from 1987 to 1990. Uh-huh. You guys don't remember the 1980s, I don't think.
But... Oh, I do. I'm old. Yeah.
but
it was two when you started.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
I was as well.
I get it. We get it.
What?
We get it. You're a big deal, okay? Not only in radio, but in politics now, okay? Fine.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Apology accepted.
Redwood, I'm sorry. Apologizing. You're the one apologizing. Yeah. He was in here to apologize to you.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah. We'll see how things have worked out.
Yeah.
Can I?
That's how I got elected.
Can I at least get a soft yes for our golf tournament?
Absolutely.
Right. Oh, wow.
I'll be there. I will be there. September, right?
September 7th.
Okay. And I know you guys were talking about how my office had been broken into, which was a big shock when we got there one morning.
Right.
And I just wanted, we have a little bit of an update on what happened there. Mm-hmm. I was...
Don't you dare.
I was, we couldn't figure out what had happened, right? Mm. And we, the team at the city reviewed the security footage and they couldn't figure out exactly what was going on. And then they asked me to look at it. Mm. And we looked at, kind of some footage from inside the building, some footage from outside the building. And then I was like, that looks a lot like my father-in-law's old trailer.
Yeah, so parked outside the building.
I have your father-in-law's old trailer.
Yeah. So sure. I guess you were going to load up on some of the stuff from my office. And
yeah, for sure I was.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was just going to help clean it out and maybe repaint it from that awful green color that it is.
It is. Yeah, a lot of people comment on the color of the office. Yeah, I don't know why it's that color. It's a heritage building.
If you're just tuning in, the mayor of our city and a pretty nice guy, turns out, Mark Sutcliffe.
Surprisingly, is
here. And what do you got? You got paper?
Well,
you want to read
something?
Yeah,
I've got something for you here. You know, this is a very special day. Not because I'm here, although, that makes it a little bit special.
Adds to it, for sure.
But we did our research, and I have a little proclamation to read for you guys. So we're making a proclamation today, as I do from time to time for special occasions.
Okay, all right.
Whereas The Biggs and Barr Show debuted 4,831 days ago on air in Toronto.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty big milestone, 4,831 days. Whereas upon learning of their move from Toronto to Ottawa, Reddit user 21Tater50 posted, "This sucks."
Yeah.
And whereas the Biggs and Barr Show has now been huskily going strong on Shea 106 for 1,680 days.
Okay.
And whereas 1,680 days on air is not exactly worthy of the key to the city, but still somewhat noteworthy.
Okay.
And whereas the Biggs and Barr Show does not include Pasty Jamie in the title of the show, but this proclamation felt incomplete without mentioning Pasty Jamie at least once.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thanks.
His name's in like the extended title, but it's fine. Yeah. It's fine.
Therefore, I, Mark Sutcliffe, Mayor of the City of Ottawa, do hereby proclaim April 9th, 2024, as the Biggs and Barr Show have been on the air for 1,600 days in Ottawa, day in Ottawa.
Oh, great. Wow.
There you go.
Excellent. That is amazing.
And look at this. There's like a framed
a plaque and everything.
Framed proclamation for you right there.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank Congratulations on this huge milestone.
Well, thank you very much.
And you're sorry.
and I'm sorry if I'm sorry if you never emailed me.
All right.
Which
now look,
I can believe.
Before we let you get out of here, we know you're busy. We have a quick gift for you too.
Yes. It's useful.
Yeah, I was in Marshall's last night and saw something that I could not pass up getting for you. And my wife is a pretty good do you know what cricketing is?
No.
It's a little machine in your house where you label. You can make
customized things
amongst stuff.
Oh, cool!
So we bought you a custom. We bought you a custom pair of runners because we know you like to run, right? We bought you a custom, the ugliest runners I could find, possibly
in your size.
You got me some shoes.
In ten and a half.
Amazing!
I believe that is your size.
Oh, and it's got your name on it.
Yeah, they're Biggs and Barr edition.
Well, two of your names.
Yeah, that's fine.
As discussed.
I'm used to it.
And don't worry about him. And the other shoe says faster than the LRT. So
that's a good one.
Nice. And there's some blister packs in there for you, and some cream for your feet, and you know.
Wow.
We don't. And I got them really bright yellow because I want to make sure nobody, you know, you're visible on the roads because we don't want to lose our mayor to some terrible, you know.
Yeah.
Cycling accident or something. Yeah.
Especially now that I'm not a bad guy anymore.
Right.
Turns out.
Sure. Yeah. I guess so.
Well, thank you. That's a very kind gift.
Yeah. I mean.
I love it.
They'll probably just sit them on your shelf because I don't think I'd wear those outside of the room. But
Pierre's not a runner. He's a runner.
Yeah, I don't want to wreck him. I might just wear them on special occasions.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. That's very nice. Thank you.
At ribbon cutting ceremonies and stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. When I meet the governor general.
Absolutely.
That sort of thing.
If you wear those shoes when you meet the governor general with your suit, I would be impressed.
Okay. We'll make arrangements.
I hope so. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's my pleasure.
Clearing up this clear misunderstanding.
Yeah.
And thanks for apologizing. And now, we have our full support in everything you do.
Thank you. Yeah. And listen, all kidding aside, you guys do a great job. Thanks for what you do for the community, too. And thank you for keeping the amazing tradition at Shea 106 alive, because you know that I was part of this radio station back in the 1980s, and you know the business. Not many things last for decades in this business. And there's been some. You know, this has been a great institution in our city. I'm proud to be connected to it, and you guys are keeping the tradition alive and doing great shows every morning. So, thank you for what you do.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
We hope to have a long friendship with you, and we can do lots of stuff together. And have
anytime.
More good times.
Anytime.
All right. Can you leave proper? Actually, I have your cell phone number now, so.
Yeah.
I'm blowing it up 24/7. Hey, Mark, you watching TV right now? What are you doing? It is the Ottawa mayor of our city, Mark Sutcliffe. Thank you so much for coming.
Great to see you guys.
Shea 106.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie line.
You want to reach us anytime. It's 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. We play him twice a day. Jamie, what do you got?
Oh, we got a call here. An opinion on the eclipse.
All right.
Okay.
An opinion
on the eclipse.
Okay.
Smart boys, eclipse, overrated. by the way, we might hit 20 degrees out today. Maybe we should close the schools down. It could be a little hot for the kids. They might not be used to it coming out of the winter and stuff. I think they might need the day off to get acclimatized to the warm weather that's about to start. Anyways, boys, you guys still rock. Peace.
That's our friend Croptober, who has been increasingly agitated over things. I don't think he had a great crop last October.
Oh, okay.
I think it ran out quick.
Yeah, because he used to be like super positive guy.
He's and now very, he's
very mad at the eclipse and he's mad at the schools. I mean, it is ridiculous that they canceled school yesterday.
Because it happened after school.
Even still, like,
it happened after school.
It's a learning opportunity.
Sure like, is.
That's what school's for. You teach the kids how to make the glasses. You could all could have done it. You could pour them. You could look at them. But, I mean, they don't
want boys, Eclipse, overrated.
I mean, yeah, of course.
Sure.
Of course it is. It's just a rock passing in front of a light. Like, I mean, like, it's not going to...
But it doesn't look.
It doesn't happen that often.
No, and it's kind of
like,
crazy.
Like you would expect me to be irritated.
Yeah,
because I'm irritated by a lot of things.
Almost everything. Yeah, yeah.
But I was not irritated by the eclipse. It was fine.
And if you look at the clips of the eclipse, clips.
That's fun to say.
Elsewhere in the path of totality, it got wicked dark. Like that's cool.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean?
Interesting thing.
Like, it gets neat.
I wish
when the birds started going nuts.
Longer. And I wish you could look at it with the naked eye.
Well, you can once it starts. Or once it's in totality.
You're not supposed to.
Yeah, not supposed to.
Oh, they were showing everywhere because it was like pitch black.
Yeah. Oh, I guess you could
in some spots, right? Yeah.
Sure.
That may have been the reason why the number one Google search yesterday at around 3:30 was why do my eyes hurt? That's not a joke.
Which is amazing.
That's my favorite thing in a long time. This is my favorite thing. Anyway, all right, what
everyone's
else
got an opinion.
Yeah,
sure. And that his is that the eclipse is overrated.
Mm. Yes, good morning, guys. I love the show, and the reason I'm calling today is I want to wish Carton Blitz congratulations on winning the for the small towns, and we'll see you guys there. Carton Blitz rules. We'll see you guys, and we're going to have a big party. Thank you.
That is
sure
accurate.
Are, Adam.
Everything you said is accurate.
Yep.
We are going to have a big party. And if you want to join that party, go to Shea106.com if you're a business and you want to bring something to the table for that party.
And lots have already. It is already, you know, going to be a great party based on all the people who want to contribute.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be fantastic already. And, like, we've literally just got announced a few days ago. So, by all means, swing by the website. If you're a weird performer who does, I mean, clothed. But you know what I mean? Like, and you want to come do some fun stuff, we'd love to feature you. I mean, come do have a good time. Like, I want it to feel like a carnival almost.
I think it will.
Someone who can dress as a clown has reached out.
Oh, yeah?
Like, that's fun.
I mean, I don't want to discourage people, but...
Well, lots of people like clowns.
It's clown. Yeah. I don't want a huge fan of the clowns.
I mean, we have been called clowns in the past.
That is...
Yeah, we have.
That is true.
We got another one here.
Okay.
Not only is it's a very special day, May 4th, our party in Carlton Place, but it's also another day as well.
I live in Carlton Place, and I'm really excited because you're coming May the 4th. I will be there. I will be Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
When you're looking around and you see Obi-Wan Kenobi walking around with a green lightsaber, that's me. I'll see you boys there. Super excited.
Yoo-hoo! Yeah. It'll be May the 4th be with you as well.
It's Star Wars Day.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Please, more people dress up like Star Wars, the better. That'd be fantastic.
Or like anything, really. We don't care.
Sure. Yeah.
Make it a party.
Yeah, we don't exclude anybody. But if you want to come celebrate Star Wars Day, you're welcome to do it with us on May the 4th in Carlton Place. Yeah.
I got one more here.
Okay.
This is a classic, but we got to play it today because it's going to be a nice day, right?
Yeah, sure.
Good morning, gentlemen. Today's forecast, not too shabby.
What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
I miss him so much.
No idea.
I don't realize how much I miss him till you play him. And then I'm like, man, I miss that guy.
Not too shabby.
It's a beautiful day, man. It is a beautiful day.
Yeah, I'm going to get up to 20 today.
Yeah, right, James.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Yeah, 20 degrees sunshine. All rifts between me and the mayor are solved. It's a beautiful day of peace and joy and happiness in the city of Ottawa.
And he brought us toques on the hottest day of the year.
He did,
far.
Oh, I think it's all
right. Oh, I know.
He did bring us a proclamation, though.
He did. Look at that.
It's like framed.
Yeah,
and
it's official.
Like a stamp and his signature on it and everything. But how today is the whatever number of days we've been in this town day.
Yeah. Just today.
Yeah, just today.
And then
today.
It's obsolete.
Yeah, then it never matters again, but it's still.
Hey, but you know what?
Yeah.
Not too shabby.
All right. You want to reach us, our Dougie line is 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. We hope you have a great day. Our podcast on iTunes and Spotify. Are we going to do one more? We're not right out of here. Are we out of here now? What are we doing?
Oh, yeah, we gone.
We gone? Listen at 9 o'clock. Amy's got another name for the payday. Hopefully you can start getting paid. The video of our mayor will be up on social, you know, whenever I get around to it. And yeah, that's it, yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Enjoy also, the day.
Yeah, what? Don't look at the sun today. Yeah, yeah, right?
Please. Yes, please. It may even be worse for you today if you look at it because it's fully bright.
It's full bright today.
Yeah, full bright sun.
Yeah. Full force, 100% sun.
Yeah.
All right, enjoy the day. Thanks for making ours a blast.
On the Biggs and Barr Show.